Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, 2000. I'm in the community hall in Bayside, and I'm talking to Royce Tibbetts. I guess the first thing I'll ask you is to tell me how your family first came to Bayside.
Okay, we were living in Liberty, as I recall, and Mom and Dad were in teaching business. For some reason, they came to Bayside for a visit.
So you were saying they came to Bayside for a visit?
Yeah, I think we had relatives down here. A lot of Warrington folk around, and my mother came from Warrington. I'm pretty sure that's probably how we came down first time.
Around what year would you guess that was?
1936 or 37.
Okay.
And that's when we were living in Liberty. We had a cottage on Main Street, third one up on the right from the park.
Now, how soon did they buy that after their first?
Well, I think they probably bought it the first summer.
Okay.
Because I don't recall ever coming down unless we did have a cottage yet.
And how old would you have been?
About six or seven years old.
Okay, so tell me again where it was.
It's on the right one up Main Street, okay. Third one up from the park.
Okay, sure.
Next to I remember some of the neighbors there, Crossville, and I think Soderberg was the next cottage up.
Okay. What condition was the cottage in?
Well, it was a nice old cottage, I remember it very clearly. All the rooms upstairs were open, and all that sort of, they didn't have any ceilings, it was mm-hmm. straight up to the roof, and it was really nice.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Two brothers, one older, one younger.
Did you share a room? Did you share a room with your brothers?
I don't think so. I think we all had our own room, if I remember.
Uh-huh.
Or probably at least four bedrooms.
Yeah, it's a good-sized cottage.
It was, yeah. Probably still cottage still there.
And what conveniences do we have now that were not in that cottage then?
Well, I think they had everything. I don't remember ever set a bathroom because I don't remember ever going to the outhouse.
Sure.
And
hot water?
Really quite warm. They had running water, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And was it hot? You didn't have to heat it on the stove?
Well, probably. Yeah, we didn't. I probably did, yeah.
Yeah? Did you have a telephone?
I don't think so.
That would have been pretty unusual.
We didn't have we had an ice box. I remember the iceman bringing ice.
Okay.
And everything else, I guess, lights, probably a wood stove.
Okay.
But we had to go in much during the summer.
Right.
And they want to cook something. Yeah, the old man with Nick back of us, name was Harry Mahoney, nice old fella. He paid his kids a nickel a piece for all the eels we could catch. And he loved them, I guess. He gave us a real nice boat that he had made, a sailboat. It was a model,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to have it today.
Oh.
And I remember we had it for a long time.
Mr. Mahoney, huh? So what were some of the things you enjoyed doing as a child besides catching?
Well, thinking back, the earliest things we did, because we had never been in rowboats before, and
sure.
Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Some of the young fellows that were year-round residents, and they had rowboats, and we'd go and paddle around, do a little fishing, and we'd play around the wharf a lot, and it was a little different back in those days. I think it was bigger, further out.
The wharf itself?
Yeah, they used the wharf itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it washed out several times during storms.
Uh-huh.
We built it back, but maybe.
Yeah.
Because the Boston boat used to come in.
Can you remember that?
No, I can't, because it stopped coming about a year or two before we came here.
Right.
But I remember seeing it up around Bucksport. But it was a lot of fun in those days, thinking back, things we did. It's a lot different than it is today.
What would you say are some of the biggest differences?
Oh, the kids were localized. They didn't grow up uptown. We might have gone to movies once in a while, but that would be it with our parents.
Pretty much activities happen
yeah.
on the base.
Yeah, like kids today, they come and go everywhere without, just the way it is.
Yes, it's different.
It's all right, but.
It's different in that way.
Yeah.
Was the yacht club there?
They had a yacht club,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
think.
Yeah, they know they did. I'm thinking now in the 40s, I don't know way back, but I wasn't too much aware of perhaps this, that when they first came here.
Right.
But I know in the 40s I was, and they had a sailing school, and Marion Eaton, very interesting group of people she would have here from New Jersey, and most of them I recall.
And young, some of them
young were teenagers like myself.
Right.
Younger.
And some of them liked it so much that they kept coming when they were
young. They kept coming, and some of them still.
And
yeah,
some of them
and
still.
Some of them married and come back every year with their wives at their cottages here.
So tell me what your family's connection was to the post office and the store. Tell
okay, and about 1940, I think, we bought the store.
And so which store was it?
Bought the store and lived up over it. My
that's
mother
the
was,
store that's now the Blair Agency?
Yes, it is, yeah. And my mother was a postmaster or mistress, whatever they want to call them, for about 8 years.
Yeah.
It was a summer job.
What were her duties?
Just putting up the mail, and they had the boxes, of course, where people would come in and get their mail, selling stamps.
Okay.
Just about what they do today at post offices.
How did the mail get here?
The mail was brought down from Belfast by a contract carrier.
Okay.
I remember a fellow by the name of Otis. First name was Otis. Anyway, he had an old big Buick or something.
Yeah.
And he had a lady who worked for him, son, that would bring the mail.
Uh-huh.
And every
once or twice a day?
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
Yeah, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And
were you allowed to help out?
Pardon?
Were you allowed to help out?
No, she didn't touch anything. And then she had a hired a girl that helped her.
Was the post office sort of a social gathering place? Did people come?
Well, I don't know so much the post office. The store was. We had a large porch. It was still on there. There was always a bunch sitting around on the porch. And we had a ice cream fountain with a nice marble, really ornate.
Oh,
and, I learned how to make ice cream sodas.
Can you still do it?
I don't know. I'm pretty good at it, though, because these fellows from New York, you know, they're used to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that made a pretty good one.
Uh-oh, that's good. Now, what did you sell at the store?
Groceries.
Uh-huh.
During the war, people didn't drive any more than they had to.
Sure.
So most everybody was here. They didn't go to Belfast shopping.
The way we
tried to carry everything that they would need.
Uh-huh.
Meats, all the cereals,
mm-hmm.
and I remember eggs. Cases of eggs, and I used to have to drive to Rockland to pick up produce, and to Bangor to pick up a few things for the store. And I first learned that a little later on. I didn't get my license until 1946, so it would have been then and after. But
was this produce that was grown locally and like eggs?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. There was a company in Rockland that supplied stores, and for some reason during the war they didn't have to drive anymore than they had to either.
Yeah.
Gasoline being the way it was, so we always had to go down and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, maybe once a week.
Yeah. Do you remember what hours and days you had the store open?
It was open on all the days of the week. I know probably opened at 6 o'clock in the morning, stayed open until 9 or 10 at night.
Oh my goodness, what a big job.
Yeah, quite a lot. During those years, there was a lot of people around. They didn't go off at all. They wanted a place to go hang out. They'd hang out at the store.
Now, did both your brothers work in the store?
Yeah. My older brother, yeah. I think we all did.
And your dad and your mom would be back in the post office.
Yeah.
So
I think the post office probably closed at maybe 5 or something like that.
But it sounds like your family really was the heart of
Well, at that time, I think maybe we attracted a lot of people, customers, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
When you look back on that now, do you feel that you had a good time in those years?
It's like to remember more than I didn't want. I remember the horses always went sitting around the evening on there. They had to get a little upset if they got noisy, but
sure,
he wouldn't do much about it.
Because you lived up above, just like Blair does, yes.
Yeah.
He still complains sometimes when it gets noisy.
Oh, yeah, well.
But with three sons, I guess it's going to be noisy anyhow.
Yeah, my older brother, he was gone pretty much most of the time. He wasn't so much around as my brother and I were.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to college and back in the early mid-40s.
So cars just were not a usual daily way to go back and forth, is that right? Not everybody had them.
Well, they had them, but during the war, people had rationing of gasoline, and they just didn't drive in when they had to, so.
Sure. Were there blackouts that you remember?
Yeah, I think there were. Sysport had an ammunition dump over there to load ships, and I think probably there was some blackouts. I remember we had to keep the shades down at night.
Yeah.
It didn't make much sense, but do it up in the, you know, the submarine out there. But the Coast Guard was pretty active back in those days. They'd call in every few days and check things out. Matter of fact, I remember they'd take cameras away from people at
Why was that?
Well, it's his boat being right across there, and I'm sure the maybe some would like to see the picture of the layout.
What was going on in Searsport at that time? What was going on in Searsport then?
What's going on? They were loading ammo at the docks over there on the wall.
So you'd want to keep that secure.
Right, they'd haul it out on the ship through here.
Yeah.
The Navy had they trained their flyers, and they would fly up over, and they'd fly right low over the wall. We always thought people were looking to see what people were doing, but I think it was just training. It was Navy Corsairs. They were inverted gull-wing planes, and very, very distinct. And we could look right in and see the pilot. He was that low. Almost eye level from up in the park.
I would think that would be scary.
Well, we were just at that age. It was very exciting.
That's true, from a kid's
point of view. We could identify any airplane that was near.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
Pretty much of a thing we did.
And then when you thought of getting older and going to war yourself, did you just feel it would be over before?
Well, it was quite a while after that.
Yeah, because you were so young.
6 or 7 years.
That's quite a while. That is a
52.
That's a good one.
But it was fun. We had a lot of interesting happenings.
Any particular stories that you want to tell?
Well, I can think of a few things that come to my mind. I remember one 4th of July, we were having a fireworks display, and the old building on the wharf was bigger than it is now, and they had a place where the judges went when they had sailboat races, and they would shot these fireworks from up there, and it was a box full of Roman candles and whatever. They weren't the kind that they used at fairs today or whenever, but they were the kind like you could buy in the store anyway. Some sparks got into that box, and the whole thing went off at once. I don't think anybody actually got hurt. I don't remember. Maybe someone got a broken leg, but they bailed out of there, and I think somebody fell right down onto the wharf.
That
was thrilling.
I bet people talked about that for a while.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
What else comes to mind? I never heard that
story. I was thinking of some of the people that were around then.
Yeah.
The old people who would perhaps be around it. Harry Mahoney, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And, Joe Hussey, he was kind of a roundabout, he could do anything.
Where did he live?
A carpenter. He lives up in back on Main Street, I think, up toward the reservoir, that area. And, there was, Harry had a brother, Paul, that lived in town here. And there was Joe Hussey, as I mentioned. Jack McCaskill really comes to my mind. Jack was, I guess he picked up the garbage and delivered ice.
Yeah.
and he had an old blue Chevrolet truck that, I think he called it the Blue Demon or something like that. With an old rat body truck, and he was always around. He was a nice old fellow. I don't remember him later on, but perhaps he was pretty old.
Uh-huh.
He may have passed away, but I think his truck ended up in Belfast because a friend of mine had one that looked just like it, and I always thought that was the same one.
I wonder if it was. So he was must have been a well-known character.
Yep, he
from
was.
Bethtown.
And of course, some of the older folks were around that we.
Who were they?
Some of them played golf, and they used to come down and get us to go caddying for them. Well, we didn't like to caddy all that well, but did make it worth our while. There was Mr. Scribner and Mr. Pingree and John Gould.
These were the gentlemen golfers
of
that era.
Yeah, they'd be a foursome, and they paid 50 cents for 9 holes.
Uh-huh.
Gee, when kids would do it today for less than $5.
Right? I bet you're right.
And the other store that was in Belfast is interesting, Mr. Hastings.
In Bayside.
Yeah. And of course, during the war, anything with sugar in it was almost unavailable.
Oh.
So Moxie was a real popular drink back then.
Yes.
And there was no sugar in it. I know there is today, but it's kind of a bitter drink. And then we could get all we wanted of that. And
did your two stores have a competitive relationship, or
not really?
Not too much.
No,
it's enough business for both.
Both stores were open.
Because
it's like the east side of town and the west side of town.
That's
all. But just everybody coming and going from the wharf, I think probably we did more ice cream business and that type of thing.
I'll bet. Plus, you have the post office bringing people.
Yeah.
Over.
Oh yeah, they come in every morning. Yeah.
What else comes to mind?
Well, I was thinking of some of the things. They used to have a vaudeville show at the community building, and it was a once-a-year thing, and they loved their skits and little programs. And I remember they had they would do it today, but they blacked their faces, and they had the end men, Mr. Interlocutor.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one particular time it was Mr. Crosco, and by the name of, I think his last name was Mulvaney. Mr. Crosco was a rather slim, small person.
Yeah.
Mr. Mulvaney was quite large.
Yeah.
And it made a good combination. And they were really funny. And they really put on a good show.
Now, was this adults and young people together in the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
Turned out.
I don't know if they still do that or not.
No, that's gone. That's good.
And every year we used to have a summer cruise to Marshall's Beach in Aldeboro.
Yes.
Everybody had a sailboat of any size, or a powerboat, would take a load of people.
Uh-huh.
And the Coast Guard had been around then.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't think anybody had a life jacket. But anyway, we always had a great time. We'd go over there and cook out. And that's pretty much the highlight of the summer.
That tradition is back now. A lot of people do that every summer.
I can't remember exactly how far it is to Aldeboro. But there was a couple that came to Bayside way back, and it was kind of new to them, and they didn't know what rowboats were really used for. But anyway, they thought they ought to row to Aldeboro.
Oh.
Well, they got there.
They did.
And we were a little concerned about them. Later on, they didn't get back.
Yeah.
It was dark. And eventually they did. What they used to do was light a bonfire down by the wharf, mm-hmm. if anybody was overdue.
Yeah.
Oh. Give them something to come in on.
I never heard that.
And they got back. The gentleman's hands were like Hamburg.
From rowing.
From rowing.
So they were foolish and lucky at the same time.
Yeah, and the missus is still a Bayside resident.
Really?
Once in a while I see her.
Were they quite young?
They were young then, probably in their 30s.
Think not old enough to know better.
50 years ago, you know.
Yes.
And I see her once in a while. I didn't mention it to her. But, and what some of the things we used to do, we used to Bay, a little bend up around the Fishway up in Brown's Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched them pull the sardines and mackerel in. It was always fun to do.
I'll bet.
And another fellow, and one of the gang of fellows had a pretty good beagle. It was an old town, Lap Street.
Yeah.
16 foot with a nice new wellboard on it.
Mm-hmm.
He went over to Castine once in it. And going over can be awful easy, but coming back sometimes things change. And it got so rough that I remember that very clearly.
That was a little
frightening. Not sure we wanted to do it, but we did. It's like going over the Alps, I think. Well, as I was really up and down, and his mother and father were quite worried. They were very pleased to see us.
I bet they were.
I always remember during the war years, as I said, sweets were hard to get, but we had a donut maker in Belfast, Hall's, Mrs. Hall's Donuts,
mm-hmm.
and they were very, very popular. I'd go up in the morning and get, I don't know, 15 dozen or something, and it'd be gone right before I get in the store.
Do you remember what they sold for?
Oh, gee, I don't remember. Wouldn't be very much.
No.
Probably 25 cents a dozen or something like that. She was in business a long time. And
I guess she had a good product.
She did. Right out of her house.
Good.
And right in the kitchen.
Well, I'm glad to see you did your homework, because this way you're getting
Well, this was a real highlight of the summer. They had a fire pump that they was on a mounted on a trailer.
Okay.
And it was a nice looking thing. And I remember it had a Ford V8 engine on it, and a pump, and they would tow it around with a fire. Well, I don't remember any bad fires, but I know they've had some. I didn't have to see them, but they'd test it every summer. They'd tow it down to the park, and at the upper end of the park, towards Park Row, was a well, and a well cover. And everybody gathered around to watch them shoot the hose and all. And they were digging around, getting that well cover off, and disturbed the whole nest of wasps. Well, I'll tell you, that was the end of that little exhibition right there. And they swarmed right out of there. I don't remember, I think it was Joe Hussey.
He sounds like he might have. Some people have a talent for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I know. I don't remember ever doing it after that.
It's the end of that.
And then the other day we were all on the wharf and we looked down the bay and saw a sardine boat coming.
Uh-huh.
It looked like it was coming right for us. Sure enough, the guys were all asleep on it.
And
they ran right into the wharf. And I remember we had to clear because part of the mast came right down into the wharf. Broke off.
Gosh.
They were quite embarrassed about that.
They should have been. But they didn't lose their catch, huh?
Okay.
It didn't disturb the sardine.
Not too much. No, I might shift it a little bit. there were a lot of other things probably, but...
Well, I'd love to hear about them. You're the easiest interview I've ever done.
Yeah. Later on, the young fellows from Belfast used to come down and visit the girls, and some of them met their wives here.
Any couples that you can particularly remember?
Oh, Annie Crossville met her husband down here. I'm sure there were a couple of others.
Where did you meet your wife? Where did you meet your wife?
My wife I met in Belfast.
In Belfast.
But I was living in Belfast.
Sure.
I remember the girls' names of some of them just by first name. Bettina was a nice. They were all in the early teens.
Yeah.
And I imagine some of them still come here. I know Zelma was one of the girls that was around, very friendly with us.
Well, she still is a Bayside luminary.
Some of them have passed away. But it was all a good bunch of kids. I just can't get over what a good time we had.
And how many, I can't get over how many people your age who still have a fond spot in their heart for Bayside. So
sure I do. I had quite a collection of Bayside postcards at one time, very extensive. But I found that the people who were living here now had taken a greater interest in them than I did. And I really wanted to share them. And so I passed most of them along to others that were down here.
Oh, and where are they now, I wonder?
Well, I'm sure they've got them still.
Well, good. I hope the Historical Society.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I hope they will share them.
I'll never forget it. When we moved into the store, there was a postcard rack. It was filled with postcards.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, most of them were above Bayside.
Yeah.
Those Bayside postcards today would make a good retirement for somebody.
A lot of us collect them now, and there were some new ones reissued just this year. So.
Yeah, I know a dealer in Chippewa, he's crying for them.
Oh, sure. No, we all love them.
Yeah.
Now, was it just 2 months of the year that your store was open?
We opened early. We opened before school let out.
Okay.
We probably opened the 1st of May.
All right.
And we lived up in Orono most of the time when we had the store.
So how did you go to school? You went to school in Orono?
No. We lived in Orono.
You lived in Orono.
Yeah, and we'd open the store probably around May 1st.
Right.
And then we'd come down for good after school was over.
I see. I see.
Went back and forth. I remember the night I graduated. I went from the graduation right straight to Bayside.
Isn't that something? And why did your family give up the store?
Well, I don't know, business dropped off after the war was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we just gave it up.
Did you sell it to someone else or did it just close?
We sold it to, I can't think of his name, but. Then I think he may have had it. I don't remember when Glad bought it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many owners have been in there. When they first went in, there was a store right next door to it.
In the building that the Woolsey's own now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was a Ramsey that ran the store there.
Huh.
They kind of they never all out, but they lived upstairs.
Yeah.
They had a few things for the year. I think they were open the year round.
My goodness.
Put a little population down there that lived year round.
Well, I didn't know that.
As there is today.
Yes.
Most of them lived up around the, what do you call it, the...
the Bluff Road?
The Bluff Road.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
were the horseshoes here? Was there a horseshoe pit here?
Yes,
in your
was.
Time?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Oh yes, pit horseshoes up in on back there. Yeah, it's been there. Outside of that, the swings and teeter boards and the slide.
Sure.
And they had a bandstand in the middle. When they'd maybe Sunday they perhaps put on a band.
Concert?
Yeah, concert.
Was the inn open
the
as
inn
an inn?
The inn was open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was known as Dutch's Inn when I first...
Dutch's Inn.
Yeah. And later on, a gentleman by the name of Stoll bought it and ran it. And I saw his daughter just the other day.
Really?
And brought back some memories for each other.
So do you often run into somebody that you knew from your... childhood?
Yeah.
A lot of folks still around.
Yeah.
Did your family ever come over here out of season just to have a drive through town?
Oh, you might have come down during the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I think sliding down through it on the snow.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, we had to be careful though because everything went right off into the water. I think we might have been over around Park Row and slid down that
mm-hmm.
angle.
Mm-hmm.
But that was back when it was probably 10, 12 years old.
And during the winter, would you ever see any of your summer friends or just see them again when summer?
Well, not too many. No, a lot of them, they were mostly all from out of state.
I see.
Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey.
Same as now.
Marion Eaton, most all the earth, I think, came from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of those are still coming here, I see them. Don Knock. I haven't seen them this year. But a lot of fun on some of the boats that were around. I think remembering those. There was one I think they called Popeye, an old sailboat.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking there was a Wimpy, but I think it was Whimsy, because I ended up owning it.
Oh, you did?
Not too long ago.
Oh, you
did? I remember the gentleman that had it was down here with it when they first had it, and that was about the time that I was here. But it seems like it was always Popeye and Wimpy, but Popeye and Whimsy.
Whimsy. And where did you sail, Whimsy?
Where did I sail it?
Where did you sail it?
Sail it. Oh, it was a powerboat.
It was a powerboat?
Yeah,
okay.
It was a sedan cruiser.
Uh-huh.
34. We powered it all over the bay.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I in the last 10 years.
Gosh.
A lot of good times on it.
I bet you have.
It was a boat built in 1947.
That's a good old boat, but it was well built, I guess.
It certainly was.
Yeah.
We'd like to have had it back then, but someone else did.
Yes. And so, did you learn to sail here?
I never did a sail. Never was a sailor.
Never were a sailor.
I never cared for sailing.
Yeah.
Too dependent on something else.
Yes. How about fishing? Were you ever interested in fishing?
Oh, I did a lot of fishing.
Did a lot of fishing.
You know, I've seen the flounders we used to catch off the end of the wall.
Flounders?
And flounders were, I've never seen them big.
Gosh.
I was sitting on the porch one day, and I think it was Harry Emmons came up the hill with a pail. 10 o'clock pail, and the tails are hanging right over the top. I said, hey, he said, well, they're down there. You want to go down? Went down, caught two or three myself.
Isn't that something?
They were running for some reason.
Gosh.
But those are nice flounders.
Now, did your family sell the cottage at the same time that they closed the store?
You sold the cottage at the same time we bought the store.
The same time you bought the store? Oh, okay, because then you lived over the store.
Sold it in probably 1940, and then immediately went to the store.
Right.
Glad you bought the store first, and then sold the cottage.
Now, did any of the children in your family go into any kind of retail business when they grew up, selling anything?
No, I don't think we picked up too much. I was in sales, but my other brothers were in teaching and finance.
Do you remember doing anything naughty that you shouldn't have done?
Never anything like that. July, we used to have a little war. Two sides split up, and we'd have Roman candles. Really, you wonder we didn't set something on fire.
Yes.
But we used to do it up on the Pingree Estate.
Were the Pingrees there?
They were.
You'd sneak around.
We never got caught, but gentleman that lived across the road was a deputy sheriff.
Oh, gosh.
A constable, I guess they called him.
Uh-huh.
But never caught us.
You were lucky.
Foolish thing to do, weren't they?
Well, kids have a tendency to want to do some foolish things.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Were there any fires while you were here?
I don't remember a fire. I know during the winter one year there were some cottages that burned, but I never never saw it.
Yeah.
None.
Was there a policeman in the village like
that? Yeah, I think Joe Hussey might have been a local, not a real policeman.
Yeah.
But
local constable.
Yeah, I think so. I remember, right?
Yeah. Any other?
Social life was really a lot of fun. We used to have. I used to have these games going like treasure hunt, you know, there we go.
And did the kids organize them or did adults get them started?
Well, I think adults did.
Mm-hmm.
The sailing activities, of course, were all very well organized.
Yeah.
And there was always something going on. They used to, this little community built in that was really busy.
That we're sitting in right now.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's much like it was from the outside anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Usually something happens to these old buildings, but
right, this one has stood here proudly for, and there were dances.
What?
Dances.
Oh, yes. Yeah, dances. I was kind of shy, but I used to dance a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't let her dance every week.
Gosh. Yeah. So it was pretty different.
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of kids, a lot more kids.
Seemed to be. I don't know what's down there now, but I know it's a lot of older people because they're the ones that were, some of them are the ones that were there then.
That's true. Well, we have certainly now have a mix and a lot of kids, but they're often here just for a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not the whole summer the way it used to be.
Well, I know, that's the way it was. I remember we'd be together all summer.
Yes, and after dinner you could just go running off with your friends and come back to bedtime.
Oh, yeah.
Did your parents have rules for you on how far you could go or curfews?
No, I don't think they did. No. Pretty much on our own. We knew what time to come home anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go out far. During the day, if we were going off anywhere in a boat or something, they'd want to know.
Of course.
But I don't remember anybody ever. I'm talking about a 10-year period of years. I don't remember anybody ever becoming, getting drowning or anything like that, or even close to it.
You were pretty careful.
Well, I guess they were. I know one guy couldn't swim at all. He would dive off the diving board and come up with a float and climb onto it and walk around and do it again.
My
I don't think he ever
goodness.
Swam a stroke.
Maybe he was just more lucky than anything else.
Well, maybe, but...
Was there a lifeguard?
They did have a lifeguard,
mm-hmm.
They had a swimming instructor.
Yeah.
Most years, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, yes, I did. Yeah. I learned to swim at a very, very early age, so I never had to have lessons.
Yeah.
But, the other towns had their cottages here, like the Arrington and Orono even had a cottage here. And if you went around, I'd know today and all, but the names would be right on the front of them.
You do. Now, when you were a child, were they still in use by people from that town?
They were.
Really?
Yep. I think it was kind of like, I never really did know, and I thought about that, too, who had the rights to come to it.
I wonder.
But it seemed to be, they were religious, even. Maybe it was a particular church from that town.
Well, I guess it goes back to the religious history of the campground. The Methodist campground. But when you were a child, that was pretty much over.
Right. Probably was. But I don't know, but maybe it originally they had the church had their instead of a tent.
That's right. And I guess that tradition has continued in that those cottages, which are now in private hands, many of them still have the name,
as you say,
the town.
Up in Merrithew Square, there was a pump, I remember, that was quite, the water was real nice. I don't know how that is today.
Yeah, that's become kind of an ornamental pump
now. Everybody got the water up there.
Yes. And what about Auditorium Park? Did you ever go down there, below that park, below the pump?
Well, that wasn't, it was there. The auditorium only lasted a few years, actually,
mm-hmm.
after it was built. I guess it was built and burned very shortly after.
I see.
So I never remember it.
How about the sailing school? Was that down in that
direction?
It was
down in that area there
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I came had more than one building.
Yeah. But then, as now, the main activity happened in front of your
in the park.
Store. Sure.
Yeah, they had settees up on the for the basketball court.
And was basketball played then?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
Yeah, very, very much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a game going out there. These young fellows from New York, New Jersey were quite basketball oriented even then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We all played. I always had some little games. Three man, three on three.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you had a lot of ways to keep yourselves occupied here.
Yeah, it was hard to believe that we spent the whole summer and I can't remember more about what we did.
Oh, you remembered a lot.
Yeah,
you remembered a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad you wrote it down. Is there anything else that comes to your mind that we that you want to mention?
I'm sure there's something, but it doesn't come out.
Right now? Well, you've given me a lot. I'm glad you took the time to write some of those things down. Because
I put it through my mind. There's a few things that I didn't. I can probably tell you about it. There's no names.
Okay. You can edit it. Delete it.
Would imbibe a little bit.
I'm here for the crowfoot.
Now, you said you might just have one more story.
Well, we had a neighbor that left a little much drink once in a while, but she was a nice lady. And they had this little white terrier of some sort, a little small thing, Pomerania or something, exactly. But one night, the dog got out and disappeared. And this was about 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and she's out there bare naked looking for her dog. Well, she made quite an impression on a lot of folks.
I bet she did.
That'd be the good ending for your story.
Well, I think it would, because everybody who hears this tape from now on will be trying to guess who was the naked lady looking for
neighbor?
The dog. So I will thank you very much, Mr. Tibbetts, for taking the time to come down
and
tell us your stories. Bye.